3 years ago, underemployed musician Seva Granik became a marketing whiz, almost by accident. Granik liked to drink. He liked to drink for free, and he started visiting every open bar he could find in New York City and listing it on his blog, myopenbar.com. Pretty soon, liquor companies were approaching him, asking him to plan promotional open bars for people in his scene.
But kids that try to do their best to kind of keep their finger on the pulse of things, of the latest things. Some people might refer to them as hipsters. We refer to them as just urban influencers.
We're at the Katra Lounge on Bowery. It's a party for Drambuie, the super sweet whiskey, and they're serving it for free to people who signed up through myopenbar.com. Granik is tall and lanky. He's wearing a blue hoodie and surveying the room.
Yeah, this is most typical event, actually. It's Tuesday night. The place is packed. The booze is being given out for free for hours. There's food, which is actually kind of rare and awesome.
Granik believes this is the most effective kind of marketing a liquor company can do. Insert the product directly in the hand of the hip New Yorker. These days, more New Yorkers are interested in having that kind of experience. My Open Bar's business developer, Jason Fried.
We've definitely noticed an increase of traffic to our website.
Fried says the worse the stock market does, the more visitors flock to myopenbar.com looking for a free drink.
I would say probably over the last 3 or 4 months, we've probably had a 25% increase in traffic. We've definitely seen like a pretty tremendous spike since the economy really has made it onto the front page.
So My Open Bar is getting a lot more page views, meaning they can charge more money to advertise on the site. In that sense, the downturn has been good for them. But there's a problem. Internet ads make up only about 15% of My Open Bar's revenue. The rest comes from the other business drummed up by this database of open bar hoppers. Liquor companies pay Granik and Fried to plan parties like this one. And that side of the business is slowing down dramatically.
We've seen a couple of plans and requests for proposals for 2009 get pulled out by liquor companies.
Granik says Dewar's Whiskey recently canceled plans for 40 separate events, and Hendrick's Gin pulled the plug on a project worth $100,000. That's no surprise to David Osgo, chief economist for the Distilled Spirits Council. He's looked at the effects of every recession since 1970 on liquor sales.
Anytime you go through a recession, money is much tighter, margins tend to be slimmer. So it only makes sense that with regard to promotions or advertising, people are going to cut back.
So after 3 years of steady growth fueled by whiskey, gin, and vodka, My Open Bar faces a serious challenge. Diversify the business or downsize what's already a pretty lean operation.
As an ABC.
Next stop tonight?
We're going to Angels and Kings. It's a bar on 11th and A.
The crowd is rocking when we get to Angels and Kings. They're drinking free Trump vodka mixed with Venom energy drink. But Jason Fried is holding a beer he paid for, and Seva Granik isn't drinking tonight. Instead, they're talking about the company's future, and
well, actually,
it doesn't look boozy.
The majority of our 2009 plans don't even have anything to do with booze.
Granik says My Open Bar's next big project is a series of events focused on sustainability and bicycles. Psych out with your bike out. Again, business partner Jason Fried.
You know, the bike community is it's pretty interesting. There's like the tall bikers in Brooklyn. There's bike messengers that ride fixed gears. There's BMX kids. There's like your just traditional biker who's just trying to get to work on like a cruiser. And so it really is an event for all those people.
In other words, the My Open Bar guys already have their eye on their next demographic target. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.